On a Friday night, inside an evangelist church tucked in an office warehouse at the dark end of Nashua's Tuck Street, Dulce Santana has a huge smile on her face. She's proud, beaming, holding up a recent photo of her daughter posing next to Hillary Clinton. Her daughter volunteers for Clinton and loves politics, Santana says. And Santana used to be a political junkie too, back in the Dominican Republic. But since they came to the States, she's had nothing to do with it. She just never learned enough English, she says. She's always working. At 53, Santana still isn't a citizen, but tonight she's come here, along with 10 other Latino residents of Nashua, to learn how to vote. Now, that might sound strange, someone who's not even a citizen spending the evening absorbing herself in registration forms and ballot boxes. But here's the thing. Santana isn't just here for herself. She intends to pass on what she learns here to her coworkers, her friends, who are citizens and plan to vote but had to work tonight. Pastor Yolanda Martinez organized tonight's little training. She says so many of her congregants told her they plan to vote for the first time this year and were asking her questions she just didn't have the answers for. So she called in a couple people who do. Handing out sample ballots to the group, Gustavo Morales is here to demystify basic steps like registering and going to the polls.
Get them to get comfortable with the process if they haven't done so before, or if they know other people, to encourage other people to get involved.
Of New Hampshire's whole electorate, Latinos make up just 2.2%. But within that small Latino population, the share of people who can vote is more than half. That's really high compared to other mainly white states, says Cindy Benavides, civic engagement director at the League of United American Citizens. I reached her by phone.
So that's very important because when we're doing voter registration drives, for example, maybe one in two of the individuals that we target, one of them will be an eligible voter who's a U.S. citizen or a newly naturalized citizen and can register to vote.
Here in this tiny voting clinic in Nashua, Gus Morales tells the group every vote counts. All eyes are on the presidential primary now, but this is also about preparing to vote in local races, where the Latino vote does have more chance to move the needle.
We're here to motivate people to go out to vote, to make them realize how important it is to be heard.
Eva Castillo is the other teacher here tonight. She says Latinos are too often people politicians speak about. She wants politicians to have to speak to them.
We're lucky enough in New Hampshire where we have the chance to question every single candidate.
She says town clerks and politicians are used to seeing all white faces on election day, but that's changing. After Castillo and Morales wrap up, Dulce Santana takes them both aside. She has questions about the citizen test. After tonight's training, she's finally thinking about starting the process, hopefully in time for November. Natasha Haverty, NHPR News.